Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to WMFO 91.5 Medford, and welcome back to the ninth episode of Who's On First. This is your DJ, David Meyer, with that new time slot, but the same show. To my new listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you're coming back after last show or last semester, thank you for coming back. It's great to be back. If you're listening post-air, by the way, it's probably best to use a computer. Otherwise, it might cut off my beautiful voice, which is really what it's all about, is hearing my own voice on the show. Who's On First is the show that has the who on first. You'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. And as for third, I don't know is on third, so you'll just have to wait and find out. I also have an amazing guest today. He just turned 21, which is very exciting. It's my buddy Jack. And for these next few shows, I haven't figured out who my guests are going to be, which we were just talking about, but I'm excited to see how that is. But I have been thinking about Jack a lot, and, you know, he's got these devastating blue eyes, which I did know before this, so he asked why I asked, and I'm just going to start us off with Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
So that was Behind Blue Eyes by The Who. It's a wonderful one from Who's Next, one of the greatest albums of all time. Next up is What's On Second, and it's a segment when I play a song with what in the title of the song. So this one is a bit, it might be the longest song I've ever played on this show, but I hope you'll think it's worth it. It's a throwback, but it's an oldie and a goodie from none other than Justin Timberlake. It's What Goes Around.
Goes around, 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 go me paint this picture for you, baby. Yo.
You spend your nights alone, and he never comes home. And every time you call him, all you get's a busy tone. I heard you found out that he's doing to you what you did to me. Ain't that the way it goes? When you cheat a girl, my heart beat a girl. So it goes without saying that you left me feeling hurt. Just a classic case, it's a scenario. Tale as old as time, girl, you got what you deserved. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. But girl, I ain't somebody with a lot of sympathy. See, see.
What goes around comes back around.
I thought I told you.
Wow, that is just a classic by the Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around. And it's a classic that Jacko and I both have a lot of great nostalgia for. Now we've got I Don't Know on third. So for this segment, if you're unaware, I shuffle my phone and I choose the song from one of the top three songs of my shuffle. Top five, pardon me. And gotta make sure it's a clean song. I do have explicit music on my phone. But this is a community program. You're allowed to listen with your kids. So here is Mac Miller, though, not known for his unexplicit music, but recently on his newest album, posthumously released, he has I Can See from Circles, and here it is. I hope you enjoy.
So close I can taste it. The man on the moon keep playing. Practical jokes, planet of mirrors and smoke that I fade away in. You be complaining, and I can't explain it, I guess. Nothing compared to the feeling of feeling amazing. Now I'm switching location, cause heaven too far when you live in the basement. I'm looking for balance, I'm in an oasis. Well, I need somebody to save me before I drive myself crazy. And oh, I know if life is but a dream, and so are we. Show me something, show me something, show me something. And oh, I know if life is but
to go, but look at where you came from.
That was Mac Miller's new kind of song, I Can See. And now, first off, the other options for I Don't Know, because I'm sure you were wondering, were Walk Away by The Script, All You Wanted by Michelle Branch, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, and Someday I'll by Doug Wood. So I know Jack is a little upset that we didn't get Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, but no, I wanted Mac Miller on this one. I hope you enjoyed this episode's I Don't Know on Third. Now we've got more fun. We do have a radio guest who is angry with me. He's a big man with a bigger heart. His name's Jack. I had Jack randomly pick one of the lists I found of questions online. He unknowingly chose an article from Conversation Starters World that listed 350 good questions to ask. This is a lot of questions. It gives no context about when to ask these, so I chose now. I asked for some random numbers and found those correlating questions in the article. Finally, I have a surprise question from myself. We're going to start with these, and if they really do help us get to know each other, that would be great. So, Jack, thank you for being here. I've got my first question that you chose is, what was cool when you were young, but isn't cool now?
Hello, David. Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being here.
I just first want to say that I am really upset that you didn't play Under the Sea.
I know you are.
But I guess that could be an answer to the question. I think that used to be a cool song, and now not as cool as Mac Miller, which...
Whoa, that is not what I said. I did not say it's not as cool as Mac Miller. I was just saying that since you like Mac Miller a lot, I thought I would play the Mac Miller song. But it is in no way a diss to The Little Mermaid, which is a wonderful film. And Under the Sea is a certified classic banger. So,
okay,
I'm just going to put that out there. Don't have to come out here 9 a.m. attacking me and my Little Mermaid choices.
I'm sorry about that. I really do appreciate you having me on the show.
That's totally okay. You know, it was cool when I was young, but is not cool now, is Polly Pockets and Tamagotchis, which I think were educational, both of those toys, because Polly Pockets taught you that you could lose things very easily because they were so small, and Tamagotchis taught you that if you don't feed things that are quote-unquote alive, they die. That's when I first realized I should be eating a lot. No?
Absolutely.
So that was a great question, Conversation Starters. Thank you. If you were moving to another country but could only pack one carry-on size bag, what would you pack?
Clothes.
Clothes?
Toiletries.
Toiletries, classic.
That's all.
That's all. If you were moving full-time to another country, that's what you're taking? You're taking clothes and those are like the only things that you can buy in other countries when you get there.
That's all you need, David.
That's all I need. Okay, what am I bringing? That's funny because I don't want to bring clothes or toiletries, but I also have... There's like nothing I consider valuable tangibly. Could I bring... Who can I fit in a suitcase? Can I bring one friend? Like, what is this?
Small friend.
Yeah. Okay. So Jack is out. Sorry, bud. Noah's out. I'm not gonna name my small friends. But I'm just saying that. Yeah, I think I wouldn't bring clothes or toiletries. I would have like a little picture frame or something of my parents. I'm old fashioned like that. I don't scroll through my photos, even though I could. I would like an actual frame.
You could just print that out once you get there.
But the frame I would bring.
Could buy a frame when you get there.
But I like my frames at home, Jack.
Okay.
Hit the road. If magic was real, which spell would you try to learn first?
Oh, man. I think that... In Harry Potter,
uh-huh.
I would love to learn. I'm gonna pronounce it wrong. Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. That's she. Yeah, That's a good one. You would lift things?
Lift things. Lift other people.
I've always thought about that's a cheat in terms of superpowers. Yeah. When someone's like, what superpower would you want? You can say telekinesis because you can move things with your mind. And then if you've ever seen the movie Chronicle, I don't know if you have, but they have telekinesis. But because of that, they have it's the equivalent of super strength and flying and all that. Because if you can move things with your mind, you can move yourself with your mind. I think it's a hack.
That'd be great.
But I like that. Yeah, it's funny. Immediately, I go to Harry Potter, of course.
Absolutely.
It's like, what other spells are you familiar with that you would try to learn? Although, that's a toughie. We all know. Hermione knows the correct pronunciation, but pretty much no one else does.
Yep.
Expelliarmus would be great, except who are you expelliarming? Am I right?
I don't combat
people
with wands very often, no.
Me neither. And I'm not familiar with that many other spells, you know? It's a tough one. Conversation Starters World was thinking we were asking this at a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Nope.
What goal do you think humanity's not focused enough on achieving? If that last question wasn't serious enough for you.
Oh my goodness.
It comes in hot.
I think there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think that, I think climate change is a good one.
Yeah.
Good easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I need to say more than that.
Yeah. I think that's the most blatant one for sure. Where, we're horrifyingly, terrifyingly not focused on that enough. And there is a big subsection of the world that is super focused on that. But it's just not enough. And they're not the people who can be making the decisions that really matter, which is frustrating. I think that on the opposite, the goal that I think humanity is too focused on achieving is that another smaller subsection that's obsessed with going to Mars and privatizing space travel. And I think we should get off the planet because one way or another, it's over, whether it be sooner rather than later with the climate crisis and everything. But I think the key is not to be selling people trips to see the moon in space. We should be actively trying to create another habitable planet if that's our prerogative. But Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are doing their own thing with their enormous amounts of unfathomable wealth. So now this one's a little more specific about you. What problem are you currently grappling with? Any problem that comes to mind?
Oh, I've got a lot of problems, David.
Well,
this to turn into. But
how long's your show?
I think problem I've been grappling with recently is senior year. We got very, very short amount of time left.
It's true.
At this great school, and gotta enjoy it while we can, but also got a lot of things to finish up
before
leaving here.
Yeah, there's a lot of
fun in the balance.
A lot of closure and a lot of prep work at the same time for future and the past. Yeah, that's a good problem though, I think.
Yeah. It's a bittersweet problem.
Yeah.
For sure.
One problem I'm currently grappling with, I am writing a lot these days and I'm pretty deep into one script, and last night I came to a juncture where I thought I have no idea what's next. So last night I got very little sleep because I was trying to make my way through this and figure that out. So that's a problem I'm currently grappling with, but I'm hoping that if I use the old think about other things, that next time I sit down to write, it might just come knock out. And then that was the end of the questions Jack unknowingly chose. So now it's time for my question, which I must say that I have a gift because I predicted what he was going to tell me about what comes around. Because my question is, what's a piece of media that you have a very specific memory associated with. It could be a book or a song or a movie, reminds you of a person or a place or whatever. And you don't have to share the what comes around with me if you have another good one, but that actually applies to a conversation we had while the song was on, which was 7.5 minutes long.
I guess I can talk on the what comes around. I mean, what I was telling David earlier was just that I used to have a CD of, I guess, all of the Grammy nominated songs,
yeah,
and whatever year that song is from, maybe like 2008, 2009,
maybe
earlier, like maybe even earlier.
Yeah.
And I used to just play that CD all the time, and I hated 3/4 of the songs on there. I remember there was like one Foo Fighter song on there that I really liked.
Yeah.
Just because their name were the Foo Fighters.
Oh yeah.
And then loved that song David just played, What Comes Around. And I think there was maybe a Beyonce song or two on there.
Of course. There always is.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my goodness, always.
Incredible. Where's the beehive at? Yeah. I also have a CD association, yeah, which is I don't recall what the event was, but I got a little giveaway CD, and it was all of these like sports pump up jams, and my favorite song on that was, I would play I Don't Want to Work, I Just Want to Bang on the Drum All Day by Dodd Rundgren.
Oh,
I think.
Goodness.
Yeah. And so I can picture the boombox, and I would be in my room, and I would just dance. It was incredible, yeah. And that song today still, it puts me in a good mood. It's a goofy song, but it's a good one.
Todd Rundgren has and always will be my dad's favorite,
really,
musical artist. So anytime can see a show, he goes.
Wow.
Anytime we're in the car and he gives us the aux, makes us play a Todd Rundgren song.
Yeah.
It's just always that him and Meghan Trainor are my,
really,
my dad's
big on
Meghan
Trainor. She was just on Jimmy Fallon, I think, and
crazy.
She did a great job. I started this summer too, or last summer, I don't know.
Wow.
But I'm glad your dad and I share such similar music tastes. So that was my final question. Right now, well, I want to thank Jack for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you so much for
hanging
me,
in
David.
The studio with me. It's been a pleasure. Right now we've got a PSA for Jack, who just turned 21, so we gotta educate him on numbers to think about American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Those are some numbers to think about, and that was a PSA, but I do think some of the phrasing on this is hilarious. Another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, like, those are the cool ones. The top 10%, 24 million of us. So it says us. It's written in here. It says 24 million of us. So I guess they assume whoever's choosing this PSA is a big drinker. So that was a wonderful PSA. Next up, Jack chose a few songs, and I selected one to play. So Jack blew on the dice, and now I'm the one rolling them. Is that equivalent? I've been listening to this one since this album was free on iTunes. Free, that's correct. And it's got a hometown man on it, the one and only Chance the Rapper. It's Tuesday, but it's always a good time to praise Grandma and have some Sunday candy. So here it is by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside, and beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
you
budget.
You gotta move it slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week.
candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday, if I had tweaked them, it's you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas, while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher, dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down, down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
I mean, that's just a classic. That's incredible. It's a feel-good song. Reminds me of home, and I love it dearly. I'm glad Jack chose it, and he was a wonderful interview, and I thank him for being on. For the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that I love and that I think Jack will or does love as well. The Beat Rolls On. I don't know why I said that. That's not the song. This song is my go-to karaoke song. Instead, it's Over My Head, Cable Car by The Fray.
I never knew that everything was falling through. That everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down. And more than apathy, I'd rather run the other way than stay and see. Who's left?
I mean, that's a classic. Jack and I were jamming out in here. I was showing off my karaoke voice. We've discussed it's basically the only song I can sing, so it's the only song I will sing. Here we've got another oldie, and this one is really a throwback. It's probably by a name you haven't heard in a while and a name you've heard a lot all the time forever. So here it is. It's Down by Jay Sean and Lil Wayne.
Down, 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 down
Oh boy, that's a trip down memory lane, as opposed to the 7:30 song by Justin Timberlake, which was a full-on vacation to memory lane. Next up, I haven't thought this one through at all, but you know, down, if you rearrange the letters, go to wand, and this is Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. Please enjoy.
Gonna bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the air. So don't stop, get it.
That was Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz right after Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. Now it's time for another Feel Good song. This one goes out to Jack's sister, and this is Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
So that was the penultimate song of the program, Andy Grammer's Keep Your Head Up. By the way, to clarify, when I shouted out Jack's sister, this is not because Jack's sister needs specifically to keep her head up for any specific reason at this point. It's just that Jack informed me that he and his sister love that song. So that was still for her, but no, don't be too worried, my listeners. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. Catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. I asked Jack if he had anything to plug. He said no plugs. That hair is all natural. You can download this for 2 weeks to have forever or listen online at WMFO.org. And I hope you enjoyed this program, WMFO 91.5, WMFO Medford. Have a great week. I'm excited to be back next Tuesday at 9. And this has been Who's On First. To finish it off, a song about our guest and a little lady. This is Jack and Diane.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jack is gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of
Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible bell come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon. Make us women. Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. For the first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. For the second hour, we'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Soccer Mommy, Swamp Meat Family Band, and Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. Today's reissue song is from Ingrid Michaelson off of her wonderful Be OK album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new tune from Badly Drawn Boy and decided to make him today's lineage. That's going to hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO.